Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We are looking at a collision of two completely different worlds today. On one hand, you have the frantic, sweaty, real-world reality of running a restaurant or a retail chain.
The world of I need a shift cover right now, or why is the card machine broken?
Exactly. Who closed last night? All of that. Yeah. And then on the other hand, you have this abstract, high-level world of like content saturation and API-first infrastructure.
It feels like they shouldn't mix at all.
They really don't. But we have a stack of sources here that suggests if you mash them together, specifically a company called Bizimply and a tool called Auto Content API, you might just find the future of how businesses operate.
It's a fascinating case study because it stops AI from being, a toy and turns it into what the documentation calls an industrial engine.
Right. And for a company like Bizimply, that distinction really matters.
It's everything.
So let's set the scene before we get into the wiring. Who is the patient in this operation? We're talking about Bizimply.
Right. So if you work in an office, you might not have heard of them. But if you work in hospitality or retail in the UK or Ireland, you probably live by them.
They're a workforce management platform.
Exactly. They target what they call smart operators.
And we're talking about the absolute nuts and bolts of employment here.
The essentials.
Yeah.
Scheduling, time, attendance, HR. They have a tablet system, the Time Station, that sits on the wall to stop buddy punching.
You know, where you clock in for a friend who isn't there yet.
Exactly. And then they have an app called MyZimply that puts the rota right in everyone's pocket.
So just to be clear, their users are dealing with high turnover, deskless staff, and very thin margins. Efficiency isn't just a buzzword for them.
Oh, no. It's survival.
Ah.
And that is precisely where the second player enters, Auto Content API.
Okay, and I read through their documentation, and they are very specific about what they are not. They say, we are not a creative tool, which I found really interesting because usually AI companies are just screaming about creativity.
That's the key distinction, right? Most people think of AI content tools like ChatGPT or Jasper as assistants.
You sit there, you prompt it, you tweak the output.
It's a creative process. Auto Content positions itself as infrastructure. It's just a set of pipes.
The Notebook LM API alternative for enterprise, I think they call it.
Right. And the premise is this.
Mm-hmm.
The barrier to growth today isn't distribution.
No, you can upload infinite videos to YouTube or Spotify. The shelf space is unlimited.
The barrier is production capacity.
We just can't make enough good stuff fast enough, or more accurately, we can't afford to.
Precisely. So the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you bolt that industrial content engine onto a platform like Bizimply.
How does that change not just their marketing, but how they actually talk to that guy working the Friday night shift in a busy Dublin pub?
Yeah.
So let's start with this content transformation concept. The source has made a big deal out of this term. How is that different from just generating content? To me, it sounds like semantics.
It's actually a fundamental shift in the workflow. Think about a company like Bizimply. They've been around for years. They have hundreds of blog posts, help center articles, PDF guides on labor laws.
They have the knowledge.
They possess the knowledge, but it's trapped.
It's trapped in text. It's static.
Exactly. And if I'm a 22-year-old waiter, I'm probably not going to read a 2,000-word PDF on holiday pay accrual. I'm just not.
You want a TikTok or a podcast or something you can consume while walking to work.
You want something dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
But traditionally, turning that text into a video or an audio file requires four different teams.
Right. You need editorial to write the script, audio to record it, video to animate it.
And social to clip it.
And the cost is huge. I was looking at the industry averages in our notes. A decent podcast episode manually produced costs anywhere from, $150 to $500?
And that's on the cheap end.
Yeah.
Professional explainer video, you're talking thousands. This is where the Auto Content API just changes the economics. It claims to drop the cost of transforming that one text asset into a multimedia asset to somewhere between 0.duinio and 2.year.
Wait, hold on. That's not just cheaper. That feels like a math error. That's like a 99% reduction. Are we sure about those numbers?
It's based on the credit usage per API call. Because you aren't paying humans to sit in a studio for hours.
You're paying for compute.
Exactly. It shifts the entire cost model from linear to logarithmic.
Okay, walk me through that. Linear versus logarithmic.
In a linear model, if you want 10 times the videos, you need 10 times the budget. Simple.
Makes sense.
With this API infrastructure, the cost curve flattens out. You can scale volume without scaling your headcount. You start treating content like code.
Okay, so that's the engine. Let's hook it up to Bizimply. They have a lot of complex features. I'm looking at their site. Rota software, leaf management, active employee communication.
Yeah.
How does the marketing team use this without just spamming the internet with, you know, junk?
That is the risk, isn't it? But look at the application through the lens of utility. Bizimply has all these feature pages. Currently, they are probably text and maybe a screenshot.
Which is boring, and frankly, it's hard to visualize if you've never used the software.
Exactly. So using the Video Create Shorts endpoint, they can just crawl their own feature pages. The API reads the text about leave management, it extracts the key benefits, writes a script, creates a voiceover, selects stock footage.
And outputs a 60-second explainer video.
Yep.
Automatically, like nobody pushes a button.
Automatically. You could set it to run every time the feature page is updated. And they could generate 10 variations to see which one performs best. This connects to what the sources call a faceless video strategy.
I see these all the time on Reels. You don't see a human, you just see a visual narrative with a voiceover.
Exactly. So Bizimply could run a hospitality hacks channel. They take their existing tips, like their guide on the Tronk system.
Okay, quick pause for the non-UK listeners. Define Tronk.
Ah, right. It's a system used in the UK for pooling and distributing tips to staff. It's complicated, there are tax implications, and restaurant managers really stress about it.
Perfect candidate for an explainer because it's so confusing.
Exactly. So instead of a dry article, the API just churns out 3 videos a day explaining Tronk nuances or how to handle a no-show employee. It just runs in the background.
And that increases dwell time on their site, which we know Google loves.
Right.
But here's where I want to push back a little bit. You usually love programmatic SEO, but isn't there a danger here of creating thin content?
Mm-hmm.
If Bizimply just starts pumping out thousands of pages for every city in the UK, won't Google just smack them down?
If they do it lazily, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Google hates duplicate content. You can't just copy paste a page and change London to Manchester and expect to rank.
Right. That's just spam. We've all seen those sites.
But the auto content approach acts differently because of the deep research component.
Mm.
So let's say Bizimply wants to rank for best scheduling software for restaurants, and they want to rank in Dublin, Cork, London, and Manchester.
All of them.
Instead of just swapping the city name, the API uses its research agents to find specific data about the hospitality scene in, say, Dublin. Maybe there's a specific local labor regulation.
Or a specific type of venue that's popular there.
Exactly. It injects that local context, and then, this is the kicker, it generates a unique audio guide and a unique video summary for that specific page.
So the Dublin page has a video talking about Dublin.
Correct. So to Google, this isn't duplicate content. It's rich, multimedia, locally relevant content. That is how you dominate thousands of keywords without triggering the spam filters.
You are essentially using the API to do the work of a local field reporter.
Yes.
It turns marketing from a creative craft into a logistics operation, which I guess is efficient, but does it lose the soul?
It depends entirely on the input data. If the input is high quality, the output is high quality. If the input is garbage,
you just get garbage at scale.
Exactly.
Okay, let's pivot. Marketing gets people in the door. But for a company like Bizimply, the churn risk is high. If the software is too hard to use, people are going to quit.
Especially in hospitality, where staff turnover is already, 70, 80%?
Yeah.
You're constantly training new people on the software.
So how does this API help with support?
Well, think about the help center. Bizimply has one. It tells you how to install the time station, how to approve a shift swap. But again, it's all text.
And if I'm a bar manager with a line out the door and the system crashes, I am not reading a manual. I'm screaming.
You're panicking. But if the system detects you're on the shift swap page, the API can serve you a 60-second video tutorial generated right from that text article that shows you exactly where to click.
Visual learning for visual people.
And it reduces support tickets. The source material claims adding explainers significantly drops the number of emails human support teams have to answer.
That makes total sense. But there's another layer in the sources that I thought was the most impactful part of this whole case study.
The language barrier.
Yeah. This is huge. In the UK and Ireland hospitality sectors, the workforce is incredibly diverse. You have staff from Poland, Brazil, India, Spain. English might be their second or third language.
And misunderstandings there aren't just awkward. Their compliance issues.
100%. If you don't understand the health and safety briefing or how breaks are calculated, you have a legal problem.
This is where the multilingual feature of auto content really shines. It supports over 50 languages. Verisible could take their onboarding materials, how to clock in, how to check your payslip, and not just translate the text,
but resynthesize the audio and video.
Exactly.
So I open the My Zimply app, and if my phone is set to Portuguese, the explainer video just speaks to me in Portuguese.
Instantly. And think about the maintenance of that. In the old world, if you updated the English video because the software interface changed,
you'd have to rehire the Portuguese voice actor, re-record, re-edit. It would take weeks.
And money. Lots of it. With the API, you just update the English text script. The system detects the change and automatically regenerates the audio and video for all 50 languages.
Oh.
It ensures the Polish version is never out of date compared to the English one.
That is a massive selling point for Bizimply's clients. We help you onboard your diverse team faster. Its inclusion is a feature.
It aligns perfectly with their promise. Right people, right place, every shift.
Yeah.
If your team understands the tools, they are in the right place, it just removes the friction of, I didn't understand the memo.
Now, speaking of memos, we talked about marketing to them and supporting them, but what about talking to them, internal communication? This is a tough one for deskless workers.
It's the disconnect problem. If you work in an office, you have email, you have Slack. If you are a chef, you have a notice board.
A crumpled piece of paper in the break room covered in grease.
Exactly. So how does the CEO of a 50-location restaurant chain get a message to the dishwashers and the servers?
They usually don't. The message dies at the general manager level.
So Bizimply suggests using the API to build a private podcast.
How would that work? Is it just reading the emails out loud?
Pretty much. Auto content can take a weekly bulletin, sales figures, new menu items, a shout out for a birthday, and turn it into a 3 to 5 minute audio episode.
So I can listen to it while I'm prepping vegetables or commuting to the shift.
Exactly. It fits into the flow of their day. It creates a loop of communication that currently doesn't exist. And it leverages the My Zimply app, which they already check for their roster.
But there is a specific feature mentioned here that I have kind of mixed feelings about. Voice cloning.
Ah, the CEO paradox.
It sounds a little Black Mirror, doesn't it? Faking the boss's voice.
I see.
I mean, are employees going to be okay with that?
It really depends on how you use it. The problem is that every leader wants to be personal. They want to be the voice of the culture. But they don't have time to record a podcast every morning.
They're busy running a business.
So they clone themselves. They record their voice once to train the model. Then the HR team or marketing team types up the update. Great job on the sales last night, everyone.
And the API generates that audio in the CEO's voice.
Yep.
Does it sound robotic, though? Because if it sounds like a GPS, it's just insulting.
The source documentation claims the voices are natural, steady, and believable. It's getting to the point where it's indistinguishable.
So effectively, the CEO can give a personal pep talk to 5,000 employees every single day without ever walking into a studio.
It creates a sense of presence that isn't physically possible otherwise. Is it fake? Technically, yes. But if the message is real and the data is real, does the delivery mechanism matter? That's the trade-off for scale.
I guess if the alternative is silence, a clone voice is better. It turns communication from a chore into a strategic asset.
That's the idea.
That's the philosophical question of the decade. But let's move to the final piece of the puzzle, deep research. This goes beyond just repurposing what you already know.
This is where Bizimply can become a thought leader. To be a smart operator, you need intelligence. You need to know what's happening in the market.
And auto content has these research agents. How is that different from me just Googling something?
When you Google, you get a list of links. You still have to do the work. You have to read them, synthesize them, check the sources, write the report.
The API automates the synthesis part.
Exactly. So give me a use case.
Bizimply sets up a recurring task. Scan for changes in UK hospitality labor law. The agent reads government sites, news outlets, legal blogs. It filters out all the noise.
And then?
It synthesizes a briefing document. Or, using the audio endpoints, it automatically scripts and generates a podcast episode called This Week in Labor Law.
So Bizimply could provide a weekly news show to their clients without hiring a newsroom.
Yes.
And think about newsjacking.
That sounds aggressive.
It's just reactive marketing. Let's say minimum wage increase starts trending on Twitter. The API monitors that topic. It sees the sentiment. People are confused.
Hmm.
Owners are worried about their margins.
So it triggers a reaction.
It triggers the deep research agent to find the facts and then triggers the video agent to create a short explainer. What the new wage means for your business.
Speed is the value here.
While the competitors are scheduling a meeting to discuss their content strategy for next month, Bizimply has already published the video answering the question everyone is asking right now.
You're answering the question before the customer has even finished typing it into Google.
It positions Bizimply not just as a software vendor, but as a real-time partner.
It's a compelling stack. You take the people management of Bizimply and the information management of AutoContent.
And it prepares them for the next phase of the internet, what they're calling the agentic web.
Explain that. That sounds like sci-fi again.
Well, we are moving away from humans searching for documents. We are moving toward AI agents searching for answers. If I ask Siri or Gemini, what's the best scheduling app for a cafe in Dublin, that AI is scanning the web.
And it prefers structured data.
It prefers data it can easily ingest. Auto content outputs, structured data JSON, transcripts, clear audio. By building this infrastructure now, Bizimply is essentially formatting its knowledge so that the robots of the future can read it.
So it's not just about humans reading the blog anymore. It's about making sure the AI agents know who you are so they can recommend you to the humans.
Exactly. It's future-proofing the brand. It's making your data machine-readable in a world that's about to be dominated by machines.
So to bring this all together, we aren't just talking about making cheap videos.
No. We are talking about shifting from a linear production model, where you are limited by how many people you can hire, to a logarithmic one.
Where costs flatten out, but reach goes vertical. Bizimply moves from managing content to programmatic growth.
Explaining every feature, dominating local SEO, supporting a multilingual workforce, and cloning the CEO's voice to keep morale high. All automated.
It makes you wonder, though, if the API is doing the research, writing the script, voicing the audio, and editing the video, what is the human marketing team actually doing?
That is the big question.
I'll leave you with this thought to take away. If you could clone your voice and your entire knowledge base to answer every single transactional question instantly, in any language, at any time, what would your human team finally have the freedom to focus on?
I suspect they'd finally have time to build the relationships that no API can ever replicate.
And that is the only competitive advantage left. Thanks for listening to this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.